Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan, you are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of Late Night with Benny Love. I'm your host, Benny Love. I'll be your concierge of love tonight. That's your chief love officer, right? You know what I mean? You know, you can learn more about me over at Bashani Radio app, exclusively on Bashani Radio app, or online at BashaniRadio.com, right? I tell you what, I feel so at peace when I'm here, you know? During those times when everybody's not paying you attention and you're just looking for that special people to pay you some attention, and so just coming here, you know, with you guys, it allows me to get up and close and personal and you know, just hang out with you, right? How's it doing in your city tonight? Seems like we're getting ready for the little remnants of storms that have been down south coming along the coast here in New York City, you know. But that's okay, though. I'm going to be with you tonight, and I'm going to make sure that you get through the storm. I'm going to make sure that you know that you're number one in my life, right? If you haven't heard, just make sure you go download the free app at Bashani Radio app from the App Store or Android. Or if you want to listen online, you can listen at BashaniRadio.com. Those are the only ways you can do it, because we exclusively here. You can't find us on iHeart. You can't find Late Night with Benny Love on Spotify. You can't know. You can only find it here. Right here, baby. With yours truly, Benny Love. All right? You know, by the time I get on the mic here, I have no idea what I'm going to say and what am I going to do. I just kind of go with the energy and the flow of my mood at that moment. And sometimes I think it brings some of the best shows, because it allows me just to be absolutely free, right? And y'all like to be free, right? Y'all like me when I'm free? I like you when I'm free too, right? Sure you're right, baby. As I sit here in studios in New York City all alone, you know, got me some ice cold water, and all I got is on is you. Yeah, all of you. More than 3 million people have downloaded the app thus far, and we really appreciate that, right? Absolutely, absolutely. That's one thing I absolutely know. So usually I'll go to the email bag and find out what you guys are talking about, or if you have any questions. But what I'm going to do today, I'm going to just talk about happiness. Because I believe that there's a lot of people out there who act like they're happy, but they're really not happy. Everything is on the outside of them instead of on the inside of them. If that makes sense, right? You know, during this pandemic, it has allowed us to really get a sense of what's important in life. I know it's done that for me. So I hope it's done that for you. And so I thought if I'm gonna speak tonight, I'm gonna speak about happiness. What does happiness mean to you? Right? And make sure you go over to BashaniRadio.com and listen to all other episodes. Or most importantly, if you download the app, you'll always know when I'm going to come on. You'll know when I'm coming on live. You'll know when a new episode is available right to your phone without you having to check back and forth. That's the easiest and the smartest way. And guess what? The most important part, ladies and gentlemen, it's free. It's absolutely free. So I don't think you can find a better price for that, right? I love you. You can't do a damn thing about it, right? Sure you're right. Bashani Radio. Always talking about everything. So when I wanted to approach this idea of happiness, I figured the best way to approach it is to approach it in the manner of how I like happiness and what's important to me. You know, coming from the music industry and also being able to be on stage speaking to people around the world, I've come to realize what's absolutely important in life. And what I've learned is very, very simple. You are important. And your happiness is important. And what I've also learned is through this pandemic is that there is nothing on the outside that can make you happy. What I've learned is that all the things in this life, not one of them can go with you when it's your time to leave. Not one. But the only thing that truly makes happiness is being with the ones you love and being with the ones who love you back. Right? Who's all about you. Not about what you have. Not about what you can do for them. But simply because of who you are. That's what I've come to learn about my own happiness is. I used to think that if I paid everybody's bills, if I took care of everybody's financial needs, everybody would be happy. And you know what I learned, ladies and gentlemen? No matter how many bills I paid for them, no matter how many things I bought, no matter how many labels I made available in their life, they still was never totally happy. And then I begin to realize that it's not the things on the outside that makes us happy. It's the things on the inside. For instance, chemistry. The way that you connect with someone. The way that they make you feel. The way that you crave their existence. Also, giving. I've realized that not just any giving, but being given in secret, if people don't even know who gave it, it causes a rush inside of me. At least for me it does. And you know why? Because I believe true giving is cheerful giving, and that's the type of giving where it's usually not asked for. It's you're motivated or you're inspired to give. And when it comes to that, and the third thing I want to dwell on, it's going to be human contact. You know what this virus has done everything that many people have taken for granted, it's caused them to reevaluate how important those things are. It made the very simple act of shaking hands and hugging something that you just can't do in these times right now with everyone. And not being able to do that human contact. Oh man. Especially me. I love shaking people's hands. And I love giving people hugs. And you know, because there's something with that connection right there. And not being able to do that, it really makes you think about how the small things, the small gestures in life really, really matter. Because when I got success in my life and I thought, okay, I'm going to solve all my people's problems, you know what I mean? I'm going to take care of everybody's financial things and I'm going to just make, it's going to be all right. You know what I mean? And when I started to do those things, people were happy and excited, but they was not in true happiness. You know what I mean? They wasn't joyful. I guess that's the word I'm looking for right there. Because of it's easy to be happy, but it takes something to be joyful. And becoming successful, almost said sexual. Yeah, we know my mind be slipping sometimes. Being a successful man, two beautiful kids, and what I've learned is that anything that matters is usually something you can't pay for. Because I've learned that the things that you can pay for, they create a temporary happiness. But joy only happens when it comes from internal. You know what I mean? And it's amazing. When you're out and about and you can't even see a person smile no more because they have on a mask for their protection and for your protection. And you know, smiles are free. You see where I'm going with this today? The things that really, really matter don't cost a dime. Right? You can have all the labels in the world, but they will not give you joy. They'll give you temporary happiness because as you begin to look closer to them, you will see that they decay. You will see that they no longer are shiny after a period of time, no matter how much you paid for it. Why? Because those things only make you have a temporary happiness. But joy is internal. Joy is that connection you have with somebody that just makes you feel right. See, a lot of times in life, we ask God for so many things. We ask God for someone to be their soulmate. We ask God for that special man or that special woman to come in our lives and give us what we've been missing. And then sometimes when we get it, we still think we don't have it. Let me explain that for a second. Sometimes you ask God for 9, 10 things. Let's just say you ask God for 10 different things. And he gives you 9, but he doesn't give you number 10. Man's natural habit is to focus on the one that they didn't get instead of the 9 that they did get. You understand? Does that make sense? See, we have to learn to have gratitude of what we've already have been given in order for God to expand upon that. See, a lot of times we come up in the world, right? And then we realize that there has to be more. I have a lot of wealthy friends. And, you know, some of the ones I've had a opportunity to just sit down and have a conversation with, you know, after having money for a period of time, you begin to realize that money don't make you happy. It doesn't make you joyful. Money solves problems, but it doesn't give you an internal joy. Maybe I should have named this The Way to Be Joyful instead of Happiness. Maybe that's what I have to, that's what I'm going to go going for. We're 16 minutes deep. I'm going to go a little farther here. So we're going to talk about being joyful. And one thing I've learned, ladies and gentlemen, is very simple. Can no one actually make you joyful? You have to be joyful already. And you can begin to become even more joyful when you can share that with somebody, right? See, oftentimes we ask God for this type of person and he gives us to her, but yet and still we try to hold on to those other type of people that didn't quite fulfill you. You understand? And that's because we always wanting more because we're never fulfilled. See, like when you think about it like this, when you had a great dinner and you are full, you don't just sit at the table, you get up and you leave from the table. You don't sit down and say, I can't wait to what's coming tomorrow. No, you're fulfilled for that moment and you move on, right? But I think what happens with humans is that we want it all. And what I mean by that is, in our prayers, we'll ask God to bring this type of person in our life or that type of person. And then we get that type of person. We still try to hold on to our old ways. And see, that's where you're going to have a conflict at, trying to hold on to what was. Or I'm going to hold on to it simply because, just in case. You understand what I'm saying? But all that does is creates the just in case. And then that just in case, the more and more you focus on that just in case will show up at your door. And you will say, see, I knew it, I knew it, I knew it. I'm glad I had my just in case. But it's not that you knew anything. It's that you attracted your just in case because you put all your focus in just in case instead of putting your focus on what you asked for. I hope I'm making sense here. I'm talking about joy. I'm talking about joy in your life. I'm talking about joy in your love. I'm talking about joy in your lifestyle. Let's go to material things. You know, when I got my first piece of big money, I went and bought an extreme luxury car. You understand? And because I thought that would make me happy, because I always wanted this luxury car. Always. And guess what happened? I got that luxury car. You couldn't tell me nothing. Spent a lot of time in that super duper luxury car. You understand? You know what I mean? And go from there. I got distracted for a second. But I had the car. I rode that car and I got a lot of attention. Ooh, got a lot of attention for the ladies too, boy. I tell you, I just hop out the car and phone numbers was just magically showing up in front of me. But also with that attention came an attention that I didn't want. I noticed sometimes when I would be riding back to my place where I live, my home, I would often see strange cars following me. You know, and it would cause me not to go right back to my place at that very, very moment. But the beauty was, I lived in a gated community at that time. So, you know, it always made sense for me to end up going back because there was always an armed personnel at the gate. So you were not getting in unless you were invited. But what I didn't enjoy was that feeling of, why do I even have to do this? Why do I have to drive around the block a couple times to see if you're following me? And then when I recognize, then I make sure I get to, you know, that officer or that community, you know, just so I can be safe. So I say all of that to say I wanted the attention and I got the attention. But it also brought attention that I did not want. And as I became more and more successful, I've learned that the less people know about you, the better. So now I don't have to be as flashy as I was back then. You know what I mean? I can get a regular car that's paid for. You know what I mean? And I don't have to show everybody where I live and all those type of things, because what I thought I wanted in the attention was really not what I wanted. What I was missing, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm only talking about me. I'm not talking about anyone else. I'm only talking about me. What I found out that I was missing was my own self-love. I was doing things so others could feel some way about me instead of doing things for the way I felt about me. I hope this is making sense. Sometimes I tend to go around in circles and things like that. So, but yes, I was looking for joy in the things. I was looking for joy in my notoriety. I was looking for joy in my financials. And I realized that in no fashion or form would you ever be able to find joy in those things, right? Because it's the things that you can't buy is where joy lives. Being able to change someone's life for the better, that's where joy lives. Being able to financially help somebody who never asked for it and can never return the favor, that's where joy lives. Being able to take care of your family and the ones you love, that's where joy lives. Being able to fall in love with somebody that gives you those butterflies and everything, that's where joy lives, right? And that's what I've come to understand. Joy is walking down the street and being able to smile at somebody and simply say, hello, you're looking beautiful today, without no other intentions. Joy is being able to help someone solve a problem that they've had a long time trying to solve. Joy is being able to look in my kids' eyes as they grow up and they become the beautiful man and the beautiful woman that I know they will become. And all they can tell me is, thank you, Bobby. That's all. They don't have no other thing except to say, thank you, Bobby. That's where I'm learning that joy is. And I've learned that true love is that love that God gives us when no one's watching. How he make you feel when you found out there was a shooting on the next street, but God led you away from that street. When you found out that the plane crashed, but God led you away to miss that plane. When you found out that somebody you thought you wanted to be like turned out to be somebody you did not want to be like. And that's the reason why you guys never really connected and became friends. Because it wasn't meant for you to go down that road. Ladies and gentlemen, joy is internal. Gratefulness and gratitude. Joy, you can't buy joy. The things that make you smile are the people that you connect with the most. You understand? So don't waste your time being angry at people. Don't waste your time being agitated with people. Learn to change that mind and go to that next level, because what absolutely is important is that you actually learn how to love yourself. Yes, he does. You have to love you, and he will love you. Meaning God, your father, my father, the creator. And all he asks for, he doesn't ask whoever has the most money to give him attention. He doesn't ask who is the prettiest to love him. He doesn't ask who's the wealthiest to love him. He simply asks that all love him and give him that attention and give it to him freely. See, because when you can live in that moment, ladies and gentlemen, you really start to live. You understand? And that's what I've learned about myself. I hope I wasn't all over the place. I started off with, you know, like I told you, I don't write this stuff down. I just go with what I'm feeling at that moment. So I hope I took you somewhere tonight. I started off with how to be happy. But what I really wanted to say was how to have joy. How to have joy inside and outside. And usually joy doesn't have a price on it, because joy comes freely when you connect with the one who's given you life. He will give you joy. That makes sense, right? I tell you, every time I come and do this show, I always feel much better after the show. Even if there's some things in my life that are not right on point at that moment, you guys make me feel so good. Allow me to come here and express myself, because even the motivator at times need to be motivated. Right? That's how it is. That's how it be. Right? I hope you enjoyed this episode on Finding Joy Inside. Yeah, that was my title. I started off with another one, but by the time it was over, Finding Joy. That's what this was really all about. And I hope that each and every one of you that are listening here, I hope maybe I dropped a nugget or something to help you find joy, to make you, you know, feel good about where and what you're doing in life. If that makes sense, right? I love you, and you can't do a damn thing about it. This is Late Night with Benny Love, right here on Bashani Radio app, exclusively, or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You can find this on the other platforms, all right? So if you want the baddest show around, you have to tune in to Bashani Radio app. Late Night with Benny Love, baby. That's all I could tell you. You're not going to get this anywhere. You understand? Because I love you. I really, 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 really love you. And I hope you love me back. You can go to Bashani Radio and click on the Late Night with Benny Love tab and let me know what you're thinking. Leave me a message. Leave me a question in the email, all right? That's what I want to make sure that you know that I absolutely, absolutely adore you. You understand? Because no matter what you do in life, I'm going to be here for you. And I want you to always enjoy me like I enjoy you, right? I'm going to be able to sleep really good tonight now that I've been able to get this off my chest and been able to just share. And I thank you for allowing me into your hearts and your homes. Everybody needs somebody to talk to. And I hope that something I've said here will, at the minimum, just open you up to being able to experience the beauty of what finding joy means to you in your life. All right? So let me know how I did, please. Please let me know how I did. Please let me know if you enjoyed this show. Please let me know, is there something I can do for you or I can do better? And I promise you, if it's within my means and my will, I absolutely will, okay? Go to BashaniRadio.com or Bashani Radio app and click on the Late Night with Benny Love tab. Take you right to my page and you can see all my shows and all the shows that I hope that does it for you, right? I hope you're feeling good tonight. I hope you're with that significant other that makes you feel special. And I hope that everything you ever wanted in life comes to you, right? Until next time, I'm your host, Benny Love, your chief love officer. And I promise you, I love you way more than you ever know I do. All right? Until next time, God loves you, and so do I. Tell somebody tonight that you love them. Text them and tell them that, hey, if I did anything to make you not feel good, I apologize and I love you. You'll be amazed what those words could do. You understand? Gotcha, baby. Benny Love, Late Night with Benny Love, right here on Bashani Radio app. You ain't got to go home, but you got to get out of here. All right. Until next time. Damn, I love you. I don't even like to leave sometimes because this is my safe place here. On this microphone with you and the millions of you that are listening, this is my safe place. This is where I feel the safest. I love you. Good night.
Show per week with access to over 500,000 monthly listeners. Plus, streamed to millions more on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and TuneIn Radio. run your own advertisements, and keep 100% of the revenue. Sign up now on BashaniRadio.com and let us set everything up for you with no setup fees. BashaniRadio.com. It's never been easier to start your very own radio show.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.